Boy Scouts were there.
They played a very good game against a very good team.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Well, I think we competed.
Are you ready?
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. 91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this week's edition of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm your host, Benson Davis, joined alongside by
Trevor Martin,
Colton Bailey.
And we're going to start by kind of recapping this past week in sports. We've had a lot going on with track, baseball, softball, and then eventually, you know, golf and girls tennis starting up soon. But we'll start with the sports that happened. The boys went down to Tennessee for the Donnie Everett Baseball Classic. So if you guys want to dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, we can start with here. I'll start here, Colton. You can add what you want. But the baseball team, yeah, traveled down. I think they actually missed school maybe Thursday and Friday. We're like field trip days for them. They were able to travel down there. I think our very own Liam Davis told me this, that they had a practice, I think, at Evansville North, kind of on their way down there. And then they played two games on Friday, I believe one on Saturday as well. And they went 1-2, so I know maybe not the weekend they wanted, but I know I was looking at rankings, I believe, and the teams they played were top 10, top 20 in the state. I think even in the nation, some of the teams they played. So I know the first one, I think, was Clarksville. They lost 11-1 in five innings. So not the end result they wanted, of course. You want to be able to play a full seven and compete maybe on a different level, better level there. But still, it's good experience. I think they won their second game 4-2, then lost 10-3 in that third game on Saturday morning. So overall, though, I think nothing to hang their heads about. Again, I think we were talking before we came on air, guys, about how cool of an opportunity it is to play an opponent who's not in the state of Indiana. You go down there for a tournament. I think, Colton, you mentioned, I think Fishers was there. Maybe Westfield, Zionsville, a few other big name schools, of course, in the state of Indiana. But it's really cool to be able to take a nice charter bus down there, be able to kind of have, you know, maybe stay in a hotel. I don't know what the arrangements were like for the where they stayed this past weekend, but just a really cool opportunity to be able to dive into that and be able to play a tournament where, yeah, you didn't end the way you wanted to, but just to be able to say you've played these tough teams in Houston and Clarksville, as well as two top two teams in the state of Tennessee, I believe. So really good experience for them. Not the result they wanted again, but just a great weekend for them for sure.
Yeah. Again, you mentioned those two tough losses to Clarksville and Houston, you know, almost double digit losses on both of those. But Christian County, a great school, they beat 4-2. That's Liam was telling me, yeah, they were a tough team and they got it done. So definitely, you know, like you said, nothing to hang their heads about. They play Yorktown, I believe that's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
at 6 p.m.
Yep. And then Wednesday, obviously, we'll have finally our first game. I know last week we were supposed to cover that Newcastle game at home on April 1st, but hopefully finally on Wednesday. I know Vincent, you and Zion are on that call. So hopefully that game, I think the weather is going to be pretty nice. I think maybe mid-60s by the time we get to Wednesday. So hopefully we're back to decent weather, sunshine out this week. So we should be able to get that broadcast on the air on Wednesday.
Then after Yorktown, at home we have HSC right,
yep.
On the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that game.
Should be, 2 o'clock. I think, you know, HSC always has good teams, I feel like, every year. So that'll be a tough one, too. I mean, I think of the three games this week, the two you want to win, of course, are tomorrow and Wednesday because it's that conference opponent in Yorktown. But again, a good opportunity with an HSC team coming in here on Saturday afternoon. So that's another opportunity to hopefully go 3-0 this week. You know, you want to obviously have a winning record, like go at least 2-1, see if they can sweep the week, which will be tough to do, of course. I know Yorktown, I think they lost to Delta. I believe they played on last Saturday morning and lost. I think it was 7-5. I remember looking at that score. So they're coming off, you know, a loss. But again, when you come to conference play, you know, both teams are going to be ready for it. You get one game there, one game here. So it'll be, another tough week with team in Yorktown, who I feel like always has a good baseball tradition for sure there. But I think the guys are ready for it, you know, kind of like we just talked about the Invitational, you know, kind of interesting time of the year at start of the season, get that non-conference weekend out in Tennessee or down in Tennessee. But then now to kind of get things back and have two games at home, you know, the one game at Yorktown tomorrow. But I really think it's going to be a successful week for this baseball team.
Speaking of upcoming games, girls are playing at Shenandoah tomorrow as well at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Another good opponent. I think Shenandoah, they've had a really good softball team in the past, so this should be a good matchup. And then I guess, Colton, if you're talking about that too, I know they play, I believe it's Lawrence North.
Yeah, Lawrence North on the 9th.
Yep, on Thursday evening. So then they finally, we can talk about that probably in the closing segment too to kind of preview that. The big Horseshoe Classic happening on Saturday morning with, I believe they play East Central at 10 a.m. and then they play Lake Central at noon. So it'll be a full day of softball here, and we'll have live coverage for you guys as well on 91.7 WEEM. So really looking forward to that weekend. And it's always a fun one. I think they've had it for the last, I would say, at least maybe 10 or 15 years. They've had this Horseshoe Classic. So you bring in some of the best teams in the state. East Central's undefeated. Lake Central's 1-0 right now. Lady Ravens, you know, 0-2 right now, kind of a rough start to their season, which we'll get into in a second as well. But I think it's, you know, a time for them to kind of turn those things around. You're on your home field. You get to play on that main field. There's some games on the JV, but I think we are able to, Pendleton Heights is able to play on that main field for all their games, hopefully. So that's definitely something to look forward to, and hopefully the fans and the community will come out and support like they always do, and it'll be a good weekend for Lady Raven softball.
So, Benson, anything going on over in track and field?
Yeah, so last Monday, so that was the 30th, had a dual meet against Frankton. This has always been a Pendleton Heights classic meet for us. Run it every year. And it went really well for the boys. I think boys and girls together, I think coach was impressed. And we kind of swept most of the podiums here. You know, Pendleton Heights boys and girls ended up winning the meet. But I'll mention some notable names for some wins. CJ Mitchum, junior, won the 100-meter dash at 11.52 mark. Joel Weaver would win the 200. And Ryder wins the 400, Ryder Englehart. Connor Weflin would place first in the 800, 0.2 seconds ahead of yours truly here. You beat me at the line.
Wow.
But I ended up, you know, winning in the 16. Overall, really good day for boys and girls on the girls' side. Anya Zeller, of course, always dominating her events, 16 and 800. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some notable sprint on the sprinting side. You know, some of these younger or lower classmen girls are really starting to impress me. I'm not seeing girls' results, so I can't give you any specifics, but the team is looking for a bright future. You know, we had a few meets canceled Wednesday against Fishers and Saturday at Ball State, but meet tomorrow is the tri meet with Horizon Christian and Mount Vernon. So that'll be a home meet as well. So another opportunity for the Arabians to kind of get some times on the board, especially with, you know, our first three meets being canceled.
Right, it happens, and I think you're talking about too, it's just good, you know, obviously a county rival in Frankton, have a pretty good meet there, get a lot of those podium finishes, those top three for sure. And I know Pendleton has, I'm sure you know this too, Benson, you know, very rich track tradition. My sister ran here, and obviously been to many a track meet at Pendleton Heights, and I just feel like, you know, every time you're going to have, you know, even when it gets down to, you know, throwing and that kind of, you know, that scene, but obviously the sprinting and the distance running has always been impressive here at Pendleton Heights, and it's something that I feel like, you know, year after year with the coaching and just the ability to get the best athletes to come out and run track in the spring has really been impressive. And I know that I think that's just going to continue. I know Mount Vernon always has, I'm sure, a good team that they'll bring here tomorrow evening for that try meet, like you just said. And I know we'll preview that as well. But I know the Pendleton Heights invite is Saturday as well too, so that'll bring, you know, a lot of teams, a lot of you know, good programs here to Pendleton Heights on Saturday for this weekend. But yeah, I think, like I said, just good to get out and going. I know you don't even get, you know, maybe as many meets as you get baseball, softball games. So it kind of stinks to have those canceled, like you had Fishers, and then I think it was at Muncie Burris, right? That was a Ball State meet on Saturday. So not what you want to see. You want to be able to, you know, run as much as possible. But I guess it just, like you said, I know you said before too, you want to kind of round yourself into form when it comes to conference time and sectional. So you want to get those tune-ups against other teams. But as long as you're still practicing, still running every day, it still, I feel like, helps with the endurance. And yeah, you want to be able to compete against other schools, but it's good when at the foundation you're able to kind of get that going, you know, throughout the week with just practicing against your teammates too.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, track and field is one of those things where more experience usually means better results.
Right.
You know, you get that race experience in, and, then again, you know, sometimes less meets help you prepare for those big ones a little bit better.
Right.
Your legs are less fatigued. So
that's
kind of a balance here. But super excited again for tomorrow. And for Saturday, that big Pendleton invite,
right,
one of the longest running meets in Indiana history. So
that's awesome.
Super exciting there. But that'll wrap up this opening segment of the ASN Coaches Show. Stay tuned. We'll hop back in here on the closing segment. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklanden, 765-221-2082.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is Coach Bossberg of the boys baseball team. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing really well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're going to go ahead and get right into the questions here. So pretty busy week this week with Newcastle and then the trip to Tennessee. But you start off the week with a big comeback win against Newcastle. How much confidence does that give your guys for future situations?
Yeah, I think with just the fact that when we looked out to start at the starting lineup there in Newcastle and saw four, five different guys getting their first varsity experience in the positions that we were asking them to play that day, you know, you kind of anticipate a little bit of nerves and some bit of a learning curve. You know, we got down 4-0 right away in that Newcastle game. And so I think what I was most proud of with our guys in that game was just the resolve to come back, not just once when we were down 4-0. We came back, we scored two runs to cut the deficit from 4-2. And then they came back and answered back with two of their own. So we got down by four again, 6-2. And then we really got, into the third time through the lineup against their starting pitcher, and we were able to put the ball in play a little bit better. We saw some balls fly a little bit, move some runners, and ended up coming back and winning. So not only did we come back once, we came back a couple of times to ultimately come out of that game with the win in that first one of the season. So, and I was just really happy with our guys' fight, with the ability for us to, try to win each inning by inning, instead of, compartmentalize the approach for that game. And so it was really nice to get that first win. And I think it was a good win just for our own confidence, just as a team, even if we're down, we can still come back. And I think by the end of it, even though we didn't play our best baseball, which is also another piece that we can kind of hang our hats on, is like, hey, when we play baseball to our level, we'll be a tough team to beat. So I just think it was really big for confidence to kind of come back and earn that win in the fashion and in the manner in which we did.
With all the changes set to come in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, does this Newcastle matchup hold any significance to you in the future?
Yeah, I think that there's, when you're talking about a 3A school that's just, 30 minutes away, we'd obviously want to keep them on the schedule. It would just be in a new format. It'd be an out-of-conference, and it would be up to Newcastle if they want to continue that relationship. But I think that's a really good out-of-conference game for us. It's a 3A school that's nearby that wants to, I think the same with like a Delta. I don't know why you wouldn't want to play them when we have the ability to, on a Monday or a weekend or a Friday or whatever. Obviously Tuesday, we'll see what the conference schedule looks like moving forward. I mean, there's a potential for changes, as there always are when you're moving and mixing and matching new teams. But when you have relationships built and you have again, just a relationship between those two teams and the proximity that we have with those teams, you're always looking to go out and have some competition that's going to benefit you in one way or the other. So Newcastle was a lot better this year. And then in the years past, so they've got a new coach and it seems that they're moving in a different direction than they had been the last couple of years. So there's no reason to not continue that relationship moving forward, even if it isn't an out of conference situation.
This week, your baseball team spent the week in Tennessee for a few games. How much does a trip like this improve team chemistry?
I think it's monumental. I think that we had the opportunity to start this 3 years ago with a different group, obviously in a different area of Tennessee. When I had the exit interviews with all those players that year, every single one of them referenced the trip and just how much fun that was, how much it meant to the team. There's just things that you go through together on a trip like that, whether it be, just having fun with each other, doing, laser tag, go-karting, which is what we did this year, some mini golf, just as a team activity, to just hanging out in the hotels at night. It's just, there's a different level, a different camaraderie that comes out of that, a different togetherness. You're on the bus together for 5 hours. You're in the hotel. You're spending every minute of every day together as a team for almost 3 days. And you can't replace those types of experiences. As long as we're able to, I want to keep that a part of our program. It's something I think guys look forward to. It's just an experience that it's different than like the travel ball. A lot of guys can, we're staying in hotels a lot in travel ball, and that's true. But if you go to travel ball, you're staying with like typically your families, right? You're playing games with your buddies during the day, maybe hanging out and going to dinner. But at the end of the day, you're back with your family. In this situation, in this environment, it's much more like a college level road trip where you're being assigned to rooms. We've got study tables. We've got different activities that we have planned for our guys in which we are together the whole time. And I think it just gives a different vibe. We see some different teams, see some good competition. We push ourselves, we challenge ourselves on those trips. And so I think at the end of the day, it's a huge piece to our team togetherness, that puzzle that we're trying to put together to have a successful season.
And what was the team's mindset going into enemy territory with a tournament environment, especially being at Clarksville, playing Clarksville in the very first game?
Yeah, I mean, that's if you look at our schedule up and down, there are no cookie cut, there are no cupcake games. You know, we want to challenge ourselves. We want to challenge ourselves every game. We're not going to schedule games just to say, hey, we've got to win on that one. You know, we want to be able to say that we're facing the really best competition because we want to be playing at an elite level going into the sectional tournament. And so if we see elite teams in different formats, in different ways, in different states, you know, that's only going to increase our capacity for being able to address difficult moments, difficult teams, difficult environments down the road. You know, I think some of our guys may have been a little bit intimidated going into a team like Clarksville, who was a state champion in Tennessee. But I think when we walked away from that game, I think that, you know, it's not like they were wearing capes and were Superman flying all over that field. You know, they just did some things better than we did in that first game. They played a game very similar to what we will be playing at our best. You know, when we get to, you know, middle of the year and we've knocked out some of the kinks in the hose, you know, so I think we need to start playing the baseball more than we need to start playing the opponent, right? Just go out and own the moment for you. Want that environment, want that competitive moment for you. And I think that this type of a trip exemplifies that. Like, even some of the best teams in the state, even some best teams in the Midwest are beatable when you're playing your best baseball. And so, you know, we played a couple of good teams down there. Clarksville's obviously ranked in the top 5 in that state. You've got a Houston team that was ranked in the top 15 in that state that we played. And I think especially if we look back at the Houston game, I feel like we probably left that one on the table a little bit. I think that was a very beatable team when we were playing our best. And it was, you know, we were 2-0 in the fifth of that game before an error kind of opened up the doors for a bigger inning and kind of got a little out of hand at that point. But, you know, I think that when we walk away from a trip like that, 1-2, you know, we were able to secure a win against a good team. That team actually turned around and beat Fishers the next day, you know. So it's a team that, you know, the competition that we saw down there is going to be really, really good for us. And hopefully, if you look at it from the right perspective, like, when we play our best baseball, we can go up against any team.
And so you've only had 4 games, and the Pulse Nice pitching rotation has seen a lot of different faces, none for a prolonged amount of time. Are you just trying new things, or should we expect to see more of this in the future?
This was a very odd week, just for a variety of reasons for us. The rotation is going to look much more defined moving forward, because we'll have a little bit more consistency with who we with what we're trying to set up for a week. You know, this week you had to balance a couple of different things from a program perspective, but also just from the fact that you're playing, you know, at the beginning of the week, it was 5 games in 5 days. Obviously, with that second game being canceled with Newcastle rescheduled, we were able to get 4 games in 4 days. And with a reduced option for pitching this week, that actually probably will help us in the long run. You know, so we anticipate Jackson Mayfield getting the start tomorrow at Yorktown, which, because of that, we needed to keep him to a certain pitch count on Friday just to make sure that his arm, you know, we want to be out and be competitive in every game, but we still have a conference that we're trying to aim for to be successful in this year. And so we want some of our better arms available for our conference games. And so, you know, in all reality, you know, Jackson, when he started in that Christian County game in Tennessee, which we ultimately won anyway, but really we probably would have let him go a lot deeper in that game if we didn't have conference coming back on Tuesday. So managing our rotation, and yeah, we saw a lot of different arms. I'm pretty sure every eligible pitcher at some point this week got innings across those 4 games, which, again, that's a good thing for us. We want to have the depth in our program to have some arms that you can turn to and know that they're going to be effective. But, you know, every week's a little bit different, you know, so you can have a plan coming into the season like we did for how our week 1 will look. And then some things happen that completely, you know, changes the course of how that week's going to look. And so you have to adapt on the fly as a program and as a staff to kind of put your players in the best position to be successful. And so we split the week, you know, we ended up 2-2 on the week, took a win in Tennessee, took our first conference win, saw some really good teams, showed us some things that we needed to improve on. But also proved to us that, hey, if we're playing our best baseball, we can beat anybody. But yeah, I think our pitching is going to look a little bit different moving forward. You know, it's just, again, it comes down to effectiveness. You know, guys that go out and throw strikes and keep us in ball games will get a lot more innings.
Yeah, and speaking of conference games this week, you guys have Yorktown Tuesday and Wednesday and Hamilton Southeastern on Saturday. How do you expect your players to bounce back after going 1-2 in the Tennessee trip?
Yeah, man, I think they're ready. I think they're ready to come back and to, you know, get back into the normal swing of things. The Tennessee trip is great. It's just you're out of your element a little bit, right? You're out there playing some different teams. Here, there's a familiarity with the teams that we're playing. You know, if we go down to Tennessee, it's really difficult to scout those teams. You know, it's really difficult to put a game plan together because you don't know. I mean, you can see a couple of guys. I mean, there were a couple of teams that we faced that had no stats available on Game Changer or Max Preps or anything like that. So it's difficult. It's just basically, you know, it's show and go. You know, it's just show up and go play baseball. You know, so with the familiarity of the different conference teams that we have here, with our, you know, just that the availability of stats here in Indiana, and video that we have, it's a little bit easier to game plan for guys or put a plan together. So I think we're just ready to get back into that conference. And obviously conference means something. So I have no doubt that our guys are going to show up tomorrow. We're going to get better in practice today, clean up a few things that we saw over the weekend. And then Tuesday, we're ready to get after it at Yorktown.
Well, unfortunately, that will be all the time that we have for you today, Coach. Thank you for joining me as always. And we'll get you guys right back to some more interviews right here on the Arabian Sports Network's Coach's Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance, located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to this week's edition of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Benson Davis, joined alongside the head softball coach of the Lady Arabians, Coach Davis. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Benson?
Doing just fine. So we're going to jump right in these questions, Coach. So your teams are usually very aggressive on the base paths, but at Westfield, Pendleton Heights stranded 10 runners. What needs to change next time to capitalize on those opportunities?
Well, I think the Westfield game, that we had runners in scoring position, and we came up to, we needed the big two-out hit, and we just didn't get it. You know, so that left, you know, one inning, there's bases loaded. First inning, I think there was a couple runners on, so there's five in the first two innings, I think it was, to have those 10 runners. So, you know, it just comes down to, you know, key hitting. When you get into situations where you need two out hits win ball games, and we just come up short.
And last week on the coach's show, you mentioned that you wouldn't be surprised if the team started 0-4 due to a tough schedule. If that were to happen, how do you keep this team's morale high and focused moving forward?
I don't know if I said I think. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if we was 0-4. I sure don't want to be 0-4. But, you know, Center Grove, they come out, you know, preseason number one. Unfortunately, they lost their first three games, you know, to Westfield Fishers and Lake Central, who we got to play Saturday, ranked number two. So those are three really tough ball games for Center Grove. So, you know, we're not worried about anybody else but ourselves. And, you know, the competition, you know, it is strong. And, you know, we're just trying to get better, you know, continue not to make mistakes. You know, we were in positions in the Westfield game to make plays. You know, and unfortunately the ball bounces off the runner and goes out into left field, and they scored in the Parker home run that beat us the 7-3. It should have been more like 4-3. You know, so then we got to get some breaks here and there. But, you know, just like I've been talking to the girls, as long as we're in position to make plays, good things are going to happen.
Absolutely. And we've seen a lot from the this year on the mound from sophomore Josie Statzer early this season. Why have you opted for her early, and do you think we'll continue to see her on the mound?
You know, I mean, that's the problem that we're trying to figure out, you know, is our pitching staff. You know, it seems like we're kept, you know, three or four innings, and then it's time to make a change. And you know, you see a lot of that in the big leagues, you know. So, you know, it's something that, you know, our mindset, we gotta realize that when they're going through the lineup the second time, third time for sure, that we maybe need to make a change. But, you know, we're just trying to figure it out. You know, Josie's been the most consistent in the bullpens. And then we're just giving her a chance to see if we're right and let her prove herself.
Absolutely. And this Saturday, you have your first home game, the Horseshoe Classic. How does an in-season tournament environment benefit your team, especially later in the season?
You know, I mean, I'm not sure it benefits being so early, but it definitely benefits with competition. You know, you got Center Grove, Lake Central, East Central, Jennings County, all coming in here with high-powered offenses and high win records. And then, you know, we're going to try to fit in there and figure a way to come away with a couple wins.
Yeah, and what would it mean to bring home that trophy for the first time in a while?
Well, I think it would be a big morale booster for the girls. You know, they've been working hard since January, and we you know, fell short last couple games. So, you know, hopefully tomorrow night against Shenandoah, we get on a winning streak and kind of roll it into Saturday.
Yeah, and I believe you mentioned Lake Central. Lake Central has knocked off Pendleton Heights in the championship round the past 2 years. This year, you guys are set to meet in the second round. So how might that shake things up for you guys?
Well, you know, I'm not afraid to play talented teams. So, since we have played Lake Central and we already played Center Grove, I felt like it was the only fair for us to jump in there and play Lake Central early and see where we're at.
Yeah, and Lake Central has won the last two Horseshoe Classics. So if they were to win a third straight, is there any concern that they might move on and look for another tournament?
No, I don't think so. I think they come down two or three times a year. They come down for this. They come down for the Carmel invite. And I believe they might even come down to play New Pal too. So, you know, they're looking for good competition. Mm-hmm. So they come down here three times a year, and I don't see them going anywhere.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have for you, Coach Davis. Thank you so much for joining us. You were listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is Colin Axel Adams, junior baseball player here at Pendleton Heights. How have you been today, Colin?
Been pretty good. Thanks for having me out.
Yeah, and you guys probably know Colin Axel Adams. This is going to be his third year playing varsity baseball. Started as a freshman, started as a sophomore. Pretty big name here at Pendleton Heights. But we're going to go ahead and get straight into the questions here. So, you know, you've been playing baseball kind of your entire life. What is the main thing that got you into baseball? What has made you stick with baseball throughout your whole life?
Yeah, I think kind of just growing up around the game. Like, I would always be going to baseball games when I was younger. My brother used to play, and I was just kind of always at the ballpark. I would say the one person that kind of, like, not introduced me, but really, like, made me fall in love with the game was my grandma. She's one of my biggest supporters, if not my biggest. And kind of, like, all throughout the years, she was just always by my side. She would always play catch with me whenever I wanted to. She would kind of just help me with anything that I wanted in the baseball world. And ever since I was younger, she's just been by my side of kind of every step of the way.
Yeah. So you saying that your grandma's been probably one of your biggest supporters to get into baseball. But who is a specific coach or player that's had the biggest impact on your game of baseball and like just helping you get into the game of baseball?
You know, I've had a lot of coaches throughout the years, but one person who sticks out to me is Eric Elijah. He was my travel ball coach from when I was probably 9 years old all the way up till probably 14. He kind of like, I first started playing, that was when I first started playing really competitively, and he was my coach for kind of 5 years. He put trust in me. He let me play how I wanted to. He didn't like hold me back at all. And he helped me like really develop as not only a player, but also as a person, because baseball is so much more than just like how good you are or just the baseball itself.
Yeah, and this year, kind of going transitioning into high school baseball now, this will be your third year playing varsity baseball. What's kind of the feeling of pressure going into this year, knowing that you're kind of getting a brand new roster compared to the last 2 years that you've been here?
Yeah, I think there's always a little bit of pressure at the beginning of the year because you want to be able to live up to how good people say you are. And obviously with the amount of people that we lost last year, I have to, and me and a couple other returning players, we have to step up in a big way. Not only like we had performing, but we have to step up as leaders itself, because with the big senior class, we had a lot of leaders last year. And it's just, I think every team is important to be able to have leaders, and we just have to be able to step up in that way. So I don't know if it's really pressure. It's just kind of just stepping up.
Yeah, and speaking of the seniors from last year, you guys lost, I think it was around 10 seniors this year. What's kind of the chemistry of this team, and how is it significantly different compared to last year's team to this year's team?
Yeah, I would say it's, like you said, pretty different, because last year we were in a unique situation where that was our second year playing together. My freshman year, we had pretty much the same exact team, and going into sophomore year, We kind of all knew our roles. We all knew what we had to do. It was just straight to business, because we only lost a couple years ago. We only lost a couple guys, and we returned just about every one of our starters. So this year, obviously, it's going to be a big learning curve because we've all played together before, but not all nine of us at once playing together. So it's just going to be a little bit learning of how each one of us plays, how much we can lean on each other. But I think it'll be a lot of fun seeing how we're able to come together as a team this year.
Yeah, and you being a big name, not just at Pilsen Heights, but being a big name in the state of Indiana for the junior class. Recently, one of the biggest like ranking websites, Prep Baseball Indiana, has ranked you 20th in the state by players. Do you feel a need to live up to the hype on that ranking, or are you just going to keep doing what you're doing and not think about that ranking?
Yeah, obviously it is. It's going to be in the back of my head. Obviously it's kind of hard to say that it won't, but the biggest thing that I can do is kind of push that aside, because at the end of the day, rankings don't really matter if you aren't able to produce on the field. So who cares what you're ranked or what you're not ranked? If you aren't producing on the field, like, who cares about those? And it's going to be something for me that I have to realize that, okay, I may be ranked high, but I've got to still go out and perform. Like, those rankings don't affect how I play.
Yeah. So last year, being on a team loaded with seniors and only you and two other sophomores really getting the feel of varsity baseball, you were one of the main pieces on the offensive side. You batted .337 with two home runs, seven triples, five doubles, and 23 RBIs last year. What is it going to take this year to exceed those numbers this year?
I think just being process-based. You got to come into every day as a new day, no matter how you did the day before. I can go 0-for-4 one day, but the next game we might have a game and I've got to come out and try to be better than that. And also keeping my body healthy. Last year, one of the biggest struggles for me was having to play through a lot of, not injuries, but soreness throughout the end of the year, because it's a hard season having to play 28 games in 2 months. But being able to take care of my body and hopefully being able to perform at near 100% every time I go out on the field.
Yeah, you're not just good at hitting in defense. You're also a really good dynamic two-way player, which is also being a pitcher, you're able to take the mound. And a big game situation, one game to mention last year was, it was Shelbyville, correct? Really, yep. Big game against Shelbyville last year. Are we going to see some more of you out there this year in a big game situation?
Yeah, I'm definitely not getting rid of the pitching. Last year, I was a big piece, but also not a high maintenance piece to pitching. So I would go out there maybe once a week, throw one inning. And it's going to be kind of the same role this year. I'm not going to be a guy that you're going to see starting a game, going four innings, throwing 80 pitches. Just for the health of my arm, I'm going to be kind of staying to the same role I was last year, maybe high pressure situation in the game, late innings, need me to come in and kind of close the door of a game. So it's going to be a lot like the scenario I was in last year.
Yeah, so obviously you're a very good athlete. We haven't mentioned this yet. You are committed to Purdue University to play baseball, but it's not just the in-season work that does the trick. What kind of, in the offseason, have you been doing that has taken your game to the completely next level?
Yeah, so this year I started working out with a trainer, and he not only has helped me get like faster and stronger, but also helped a lot on the mental side and being able to stay mentally tough. So that was kind of a piece that was missing the past couple of years was, you know, I was going to these I was hitting all the time. I was doing all this extra work, but I never really worked with a quote unquote trainer. And this year I started working with a guy. He's been amazing. I go to him 3 to 4 days a week. And I think that's kind of the difference maker in kind of this off season than what last off season was. I was always like a hard worker in the off season, but I think this season it was like, you could really see a big difference if you were around me 2 years ago than what I am now. I've gained about 20 pounds. Something that doesn't really get talked a lot about is like how fast you are. And that is a key piece to my game, not only hitting, but also in the outfield. I take pride in being able to be a solid defender and being able to chase down any ball that I might have to. And one thing that working with the trainer is, I was able to cut my 60 yard dash time down by like 0.3 seconds, 0.4 seconds. And when you think about it, like if you're not around the game of baseball, you might not think that's a lot, but like in the game of baseball, that's the difference between being out by a step or having a base hit. So I think really working out with the trainer and getting in with him has been the biggest key to this year's offseason.
Yeah, and one quick final question here. Not just you personally, but team-wise, what's it going to take for this team to rise up to the next level as a whole and advance in the tournament come May time?
Yeah, I think being able to just stay together. Like, you hear it a lot about team chemistry, but I don't really feel like a lot of people truly understand it until you're on the team. And I think last year, which was special, was we all loved each other. We all loved hanging out. We would spend hours together at a time. And I think this year it's a lot of the same. It's just, and once it comes to tournament time in May, you're seeing every guy's best pitcher against best pitcher. So you're not going to score a bunch of runs. So you've got to do what it takes to be able to score in advance. And if that takes, like, you just got to be able to stay together, and you can't turn on each other throughout the year, no matter how the year's going, whether you're 0-5 or 5-0 in the year. You've got to be able to stick together and remember that it's a long season ahead, and really everything matters come May time when it's tournament.
Well, that will be all the time that we have for you guys today. Thank you for joining me, Colin Axel Adams, future Purdue baseball player. Thank you for joining me. We really appreciate it. But we'll get you guys right back to some more interviews and the rest of the Coach's Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
As more club and travel sports pop up every year, they often muddy the waters on what the purpose of sports should be for student athletes at this age.
But high school sports are different.
It's not about becoming the best athletes. It's about becoming the best people.
It's not about scholarships. It's about coaches mentoring you, camaraderie with your teammates, and the connection you build with your school community.
It's not about year-round training. It's about developing resilience, responsibility, and a strong work ethic for life.
It's not about what am I going to get out of this. It's about playing for something bigger than yourself, for your team, your school, and your entire community.
High school sports help us grow in ways that will serve us for the rest of our lives, not just in the game.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support what makes education-based athletics different by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing students as people. This is fulfilling a greater purpose. This is your IHSAA.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to this week's edition of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm your host, Benson Davis, joined alongside
Trevor Martin,
Colton Bailey.
We're going to wrap things up for you today, talk about some of the upcoming events. We kind of touched on it a little bit, but we can start with baseball, if that's all right with you guys.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
All righty. So coming up next, first up for the baseball, they play Yorktown. We mentioned that a little bit in the opening segment. That will be on Tuesday, April 7th at 6 p.m. That one is going to be away. But then the following day, they'll play right here at home. And you'll be able to tune into that on 91.7 WEM. It'll be me and Zion on the call, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So you'll be able to hear more of my voice.
Right.
Super exciting.
For the broadcast, yeah.
But yes, nice doubleheader in conference. I think baseball team being at 2-2 right now would love to pick up a couple of wins there and improve their record. And winning in conference games is always really important, especially when you want to win a competitive conference like the Hoosier Heritage Conference.
Yeah, I know you're definitely right, Benson. And just kind of looking at, you know, the other teams, just kind of like going more in depth on them. Yorktown right now, they've only played one game. And that was that one, I believe I mentioned, they lost to Delta 7-5 on Saturday. I think it was supposed to be a doubleheader, but I think the second game maybe got rained out or postponed to another date. But they lost their only game they've played so far. So the Arabians have played three more games than Yorktown has played to this point in this season. But looking at Hamlin and Southeastern, you know, the other team coming in on Saturday, they're 4-1 right now, and they were also down in that Donnie Everett Classic, but they went 3-0 on that weekend. So that's something. Actually, I guess maybe 3-1. Okay, take that back. 3-1. So they won 16-0, 7-3, and then 10-0 before losing 9-7 to Clarksville Academy. So, I mean, they, you know.
Yeah. I mean, even the loss was close.
Right.
And this is definitely a game that, you know, just hearing the baseball team talk about, this is a team this is a game they really want to win.
Right.
Against, you know, kind of a rival, I'd say, kind of in the same region.
Yeah.
But absolutely a game that they're looking forward to. And I'm sure Vosburgh really wants to get a win here along with all his players.
Right. Because, I mean, I'm sure, I guess I could look back and see. I know it's been a while since the Ravens have, you know, beaten, of course, the Royals there from Hamlin and Southeastern. So it's a tough game, you know, and then even before then, too, just looking at Hamlin and Southeastern's schedule, they have a doubleheader, or not doubleheader, they have a game Thursday at Brownsburg, and then they host Brownsburg. So they kind of do a similar stretch there where they have those conference games midweek. So they're coming off a tough game against Brownsburg on Friday, and they come to Pendleton Heights Saturday afternoon for a 2 p.m. first pitch. So, yeah, that's going to be, I mean, you know, as we talked about before, Hamlin Southeastern always has quality opponents, and it's going to be, you know, quality schedule. They're always a good team. So it'll be a tough game here there for the Arabian baseball team. But I think that they have those, at least those two games, not really tune-ups, because, again, those are the two games you want to win. There's those games against Yorktown starting tomorrow and then finishing that series on Wednesday here at home at Bill Stout Field. So it'll be a tough week for here for the Arabian baseball team. But I think they're all winnable games. I think that, you know, you're probably going to have, you know, your ace pitching out Tuesday or Wednesday there for the Arabians, and then Saturday still going to have a good outing, good pitching staff there for Saturday. But I'm sure they'll kind of get up for those two games and see where we can get on Saturday here against Hamlin Southeastern.
On the softball side of things, our first home game is the Horseshoe Classic on the 11th, being against East Central and Lake Central in our first two games. Both of them being undefeated, East Central with a 3-0 record this year and Lake Central with a 1-0 record.
Yeah, going into that tournament, you know, of course, they'll play two games before they play East Central and kick off that Horseshoe Classic tournament. But, you know, they had two away games, Center Grove and Westfield, both kind of tough losses, kind of wasn't really a close matchup, but two great teams again. So nothing to panic about quite yet. But they do have to play Shenandoah and Lawrence North both away, which, Mr. Martin, you mentioned it in the opening segment. Shenandoah is a great program, and Lawrence North always has a good team historically. So going into the following games at an 0-2 record, the Arabians definitely want to get a win here and start building up that momentum, especially going into the Horseshoe Classic, which is, you know, your first home series.
Right.
And, you know, a big series of games for this Arabian softball team.
Yeah, you're right, Benson. And I feel like, too, like we talked about, I know Zion, I believe I tuned in a little bit to his interview with Coach Davis from last week, and he was kind of asking about him about this, the tough schedule and how difficult it is. And I think he just said, you know, I just want to play ball, and that's what he wants the girls to do. And I think that's a good thing that your first six games, I think he said, you know, not they're not winnable, but those are tough games, and that's your first six games and, you know, somewhat of a new roster from last season. And, you know, mentioning Center Grove there, you know, lost 11-1, the Arabians did, and, you know, since we've been on the air from last Monday, they played last Tuesday on the road there. And Center Grove is one of the top teams in the state. I know he talked about, and then traveling to Westfield, losing 7-3. Neither, you know, that's what, 18-4, they've been outscored in two games, which is not something that, you know, you want to have happen. But again, I think it just shows to play this level of competition. If this team wants to make a section run and be able to get far in the tournament, you have to play teams like this if you want to compete at that level. So I think it's definitely something that, yeah, it's tough for now, especially when it's your first games of the season. You haven't had a chance to see anybody else besides the top teams in the state. But at the end of the day, it's going to set you up for success down the road if you want to really seriously compete at the highest level, which obviously we're the, you know, in the highest class in 4A for softball. So something that, you know, you take pride in, and you know it's difficult, but that's why you play the Horseshoe Classic. At least those are home games. But again, like Colton said, those two teams with East Central, Lake Central, 4-0, both teams haven't lost a game yet, and I don't see that changing. As one of East Central's, their first win was against Shelbyville. They won 14-0 and 11-1 and 5-0 against their team. So they've only given up one run, and they've scored 31. So when you look at that, it's like, right, that's a team that is going to, yeah, be so hard. And that's their first game at home at 10 a.m. So, but probably both teams, I mean, you know, might be a little tired. They're coming from, you know, I think East Central's up, yeah, obviously in the East Central part of Indiana, a little bit north as well, too. So that'll be a tough trip. They'll have to leave earlier. The Arabians can maybe sleep in a little bit if that's an advantage for them on Saturday morning. So it'll be interesting to see how they can compete against some of those best teams in the state come Saturday. But again, they get those tune-ups, non-conference games, but Shenandoah and Lawrence North to start the week. And then we'll see what they can do Saturday morning.
Absolutely. Kind of moving on, transitioning over to track a little bit, upcoming tomorrow, mentioned it in the opening segment. I thought it was a tri meet. It might actually just be a dual meet. So historically been Horizon Christian, Mount Vernon, and Pendleton High. It's kind of a weird combination there. Really big school, small school, and then kind of Pendleton. But I think it's just going to be Mount Vernon and Pendleton. And so got opportunity to kind of throw down some good times. I know Mount Vernon, although they might not be bringing their best runners, definitely got some good people to run against and kind of throw down some times. Again, any opportunity, if there's a timer there, it's a chance to PR. So I think every opportunity to run is one that a team should take seriously. And then Saturday, the Pendleton boys invite, always a big meet. One of the longest running meets in Indiana track and field. So definitely something that I know I'm looking forward to, and the rest of the team is looking forward to. There'll be a lot of good competition. This meet has usually been on weekdays, and so it started shrinking in size, and so they moved it to a Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
And now, you know, you've got a bunch of teams there. I think Greenfield Central is going to be one of the better teams there, Cathedral's there. And then even some new teams that we haven't seen before run the Pendleton Invitation, or at least not recently. So super exciting opportunity. I know I'm pumped. Our first real big meet, you know,
right,
the last few meets, well, we only had one, that was Frankton,
right, and then just a dual meet.
This one will be another dual meet. So finally, opportunity to run against multiple schools will be super exciting.
Ryan Benson, I was just looking at the details too. You mentioned Greenfield, of course, Pendleton Heights, and it looks like there's 9 total schools that are going to be in the Pendleton Invite. So just to, for people listening, you know, you can look this up too, I'm sure, but just to inform you guys, alongside Greenfield and Pendleton, it's Western High School, Mooresville, Madison Grant, Anderson, of course, a county rival, Cascade, Muncie Central, not too far away, and then Union City Junior Senior High School as well. So I think it's a good quality, you know, opponents, obviously, to have a meet like this where, like you said, too, maybe attendance was getting less because it was during the week, and now opening up, you know, the second Saturday in April, seeing that worked for teams, and obviously I think it has with having 9 teams total. But like you said, Benson, to start that dual meet against Mount Vernon, that's always, in any sport, you know, Pendleton and Mount Vernon get together, it's going to be a good one where you're going to give it all on the line. It's a conference opponent. I'm sure they've got good runners. We do as well, of course, and having it be here is a big deal as well. So hopefully, you know, people can show out for that. I know it's supposed to be maybe be a little on chillier side tomorrow, but bundle up and support the Arabians for sure, because that'll be one you won't want to miss when it's Pendleton and Mount Vernon getting together for any sport, especially when it comes to a track meet as well, too. So really looking forward to this weekend, really fun-filled, sports-filled weekend when you got, think about it, you got softball 10 a.m. and noon, baseball too. So that's almost like a triple header of games you could go to. Obviously, you start your morning at the track as well. It's like you got so many events that you can't miss being at Pendleton Heights High School this coming Saturday for all the events we have going on.
Yeah, packed week for exciting time for especially us the WEAM department, sports department. So
nothing better for sure.
Yeah, so that'll wrap up this week's edition of the ASN Coaches Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week on 91.7 WEEM.